It's funny, isn't it, how something so small and insignificant can have such a big impact or be such a problem. And a good example of that is the search box on your website. Really, it's just a box. Nothing very complicated, nothing very clever, but to get it right can be so challenging. And it's really important as well. If your site is of any size, then a significant number of users are going to want to search. Now, setting aside search results and getting those right, even getting just the search box right can be a challenge. There are so many little things that need considering. For example, have you seen a search box, maybe even on your own site, where inside of the search box it's got written search by keyword, product, whatever? And then when you click into your search box, that text disappears and you can type in your search phrase and go. The trouble is that in itself can create problems. It saves space, and so therefore a designer is tempted to do it. But if a user is unfamiliar with the web, then that can cause a problem because they don't necessarily realize that that search box is a search box. They think it's a label or some descriptive text. They don't realize they can click in it and it disappear. And I've seen this in usability testing, and it seems unbelievable, doesn't it? But that's because we use the web all the time and are happy and familiar with it. Many users are not, and so get confused when a search box doesn't necessarily instantly look like a search box. Also, if JavaScript is disabled, then if you use JavaScript to remove that text when they click in the box, it won't disappear. And that means the user has to select the text and delete it before they can type in their search query, which is fine unless you've got motor skill problems, where that could be a bit more challenging. But it's not just that kind of thing that's a problem. Another example is a label. If your search box has a label and it's not marked up as a label, then that can cause problems to screen reader users. Screen reader users coming to that search box in form mode, in other words, they're about to input into the box, might not necessarily be sure whether or not it is a search box or not, because the label won't necessarily be read out and if it isn't marked up correctly. Another thing is that many designers forget to add a form go button to to their search box. They rely on users hitting return and knowing that they can hit return in order to commence the search. You can't rely on users to know that. And finally, here's a little tip to finish on. Instead of having advanced search when nobody considers that they are an advanced user, have more options instead. You'll get more people click through.